update
your home with lighting during Home Decorating Days at Metro Lighting. Save at least 25% store-wide, including all Kichler lighting. For high style with affordability, choose Kichler lighting, now at 25% off. Plus, save an additional 10% on a single item with our bonus coupon at MetroLightingCenters.com. No matter what your project or budget, hurry into Metro Lighting and save at least 25% store-wide, plus 10% off an additional item with our online bonus coupon for a limited time only. See store for details.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE. Auto for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
Excellent release
from it. So get loosened up. We're
excellent release.
Slut release.
Excellent release.
Oh,
I like an excellent.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the November 15th edition of Pinions Playhouse, which means you're right in the middle of the month of November, because if you remember that little poem, 30 days had September,
April, June, and November.
Which means we're in the middle, and we're brought to you today by Mark and Jason, Mark Reed and Jason Becker with Stiefel Nicholas. They've been doing what they do a long time, they're very good at what they do, and who isn't concerned about having enough money down the road, whether down the road is in 5 years or 50 years, we'll talk.
Hey!
First, let me introduce a man who is destined to be in the Control Board Hall of Fame. Where is that exactly?
I'm going to have to start it.
Look that up. Maybe we'll have to start one, because there have been thousands of control board operators over the years since the beginning of radio. This guy deserves to be in the Control Board Hall of Fame. Zeon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. Also, they are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are receiving a lump sum distribution from a 401k or other retirement plan, now is a great time to explore all of your options. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Oh, I didn't know that. Did you contact me?
What? I was talking about Keith Urban earlier, and Lindia, who called, and Kathy, who called, talking about what a great concert he put on, and he goes out in the audience and gives a girl a guitar. And the Rat Boy said he knew all about that, and then he contacted Keith and had a suggestion as to how he could save money, because giving a guitar away at a concert's expensive. And you said, give him some what?
Cheese.
Give him cheese.
Oh.
Walk out and hand him cheese. I don't think so, Rat
No.
Boy. That doesn't sound as exciting to me somehow. Wait a minute. Oh, what? Oh, a guitar made out of what?
Cheese.
A guitar made out of cheese. A carved cheese guitar. Now, that might be better. Give it up for Bruce Limpers from the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah. My parents never had a financial advisor. They didn't have any money to get any advice about. My dad is the kind of guy who, he told me himself that when he got out of the service of the Navy, and he was only in for 2 years, but if you talk to him, it's like he was in it for 30. He loves the 2 years of his life he was in the Navy, and he wishes he'd stayed in, but they offered him life insurance that you, as a veteran, you know, that you could continue to take. And I remember he said that, and I don't know if it was $10,000 or $50,000, whatever it was, probably $10,000 life insurance policy. He said he remembers that he asked how much that would be. And I'm not kidding. It was something like $3.50 a month. He said, no way.
Oh.
And he turned it down.
Oh.
He didn't take that little bit of financial advice. And the truth is, they never really had enough money to, if they'd wanted to invest in things, they couldn't have done it. And sometimes it's a matter of choice, and sometimes it's just the fact that you just flat out, you don't have it. It's not that your lifestyle is extravagant and you used it all up, you just don't have it. But I think most people can find a way, you know, especially when there was no such thing as a 401k years ago, or now there are ways that people have, they have money they actually forget about in retirement, pension, profit sharing, and you have to do something with it. And if you leave a place and you take it and you move it, there's a time limit. I don't know what it is, 18 months or whatever. And if you don't, put it back into something else, then you're penalized. You have to pay a penalty and taxes or whatever. These are the kind of things that Mark and Jason can talk to you and help you with, especially if you've changed jobs or your company's downsized, or like if you're with Hostess people and they're about to let, what would they say? What would they say, 18,000 people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's probably some kind of a pension, 401k. They're going to have to deal with it. Did that happen? Do we know? Because the hour has passed. Do we know the story yet on the Hostess thing?
Mm-mm. I didn't hear.
The point is this. You can do it yourself, or you can have a professional do it. And then you have to decide who's that professional going to be. And unfortunately, there are, you know, the Bernie Madoffs in the world. You have to be very careful, and you have to get references and talk to people. And I'm just going to tell you right now that Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, I'm sure they'd be happy to give you as many names as you want of their clients to talk to. The first thing I would do is meet with them yourself. Get a feel for how they think, what they think about what you're doing with your $25,000 or more. That's how you start. And you can find the information to do that at markandjason.com. I got to thinking about this Keith Urban thing. Remember she said that the people who go to his concerts and know Keith Urban are all familiar with this thing where he goes out in the audience and he hands a guitar, not to the cute girls or the girls that look like they were the, you know, prom
popular.
Queen,
yeah.
Popular, but I think that's almost like an insult. If now knowing that if he comes over and hands you a guitar, what he's essentially saying is, here, you're not too pretty.
Yeah, you're the ugly duckling. Here you go.
Yeah, you're pretty awkward looking and homely. Have a guitar. You'd almost want to like look away if he came toward
hey.
You. You'd go, oh, man, I hope he's not coming to me.
No,
hope he's not giving me the guitar in front of everybody. That's just telling everybody he thinks I'm homely or I'm awkward. That's the only problem I have with that. Maybe I'm the only one that thinks that way. There is a restaurant in Vienna. Never been to Vienna. But they're very artsy over there. And the Europeans are not as hung up about certain things as we are. There's a cafe, and they've installed a one-way mirror so that the men can look into the ladies' room. Now, they can only see the women at the sink. Why?
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. They say for balance, they are in the process of opening soon a mirror into the men's room so that women can look at the men's faces as they're at the urinals peeing.
Oh, what?
Why? What is that?
Oh, I'm sure the sickos that are into that stuff would love it.
Well, here's the thing I've never understood. Remember, I know everybody, Chuck Berry, big iconic
the
rock and roll guy.
Watching women
remember,
on
he
toilet?
Had the camera at the Southern Air, and he was taking pictures of and watching women pooping and peeing and stuff. And he went to prison a couple of times.
There's a lot of people out there with that fetish.
I do not get that. I don't care if you're Charlize Theron, pooping is pooping, and peeing is peeing, and I don't want to see. No, you sicko.
Oh, my God.
You sick weirdo.
All right, that's where we part ways.
Well, you know what? You're a sick pervert.
Well, yeah, Dan,
do you agree? Is there any woman, Dan, you want to see on the toilet?
No.
Pion, you need
Charlize
to seek some
Theron.
Help. You need help. You need to seek help immediately. Holy mackerel.
I don't want to see anybody straining.
No, I'm serious. In fact, that's exactly who I really don't want to even. I don't even want to.
Know that she does that.
Thank you. I almost want to fantasize that certain women never pass gas.
Yeah.
They never have to go to the bathroom. They're just so porcelain doll.
That's the only way to get to look
perfect.
At some of the parts.
Well, you know what? You need to go live in Austria. Go over to this place where this cafe is. And a mirror so that women can look at guys' faces. Here, I'll tell you what you're going to see if you look at a guy's face. You'll see him just staring at the wall.
Yeah.
Straight ahead, because you don't dare look left or right, or you're a pervert and somebody's going to deck you. And I went to see this Bond movie a couple nights ago, The Skyfall. And as soon as the movie is over, all the guys rush to the men's room, so naturally it's full. I don't think I'll ever, and I know this is weird, be comfortable with who... Why did somebody in the beginning ever decide that it was just okay for guys to line up and stand next to each other and pee? There's got to be. How about, look, the dividers.
How about
is it that big a deal to put the dividers in there?
I think Wrigley Field still has troughs.
The trough is even worse.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
It's even worse because you could get another guy splatter on you trough.
Yeah.
And if a place doesn't have the dividers, it's just a simple little piece of whatever.
I like the dividers.
I do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I do. I'm just telling you, you women, I know you got your issues, and you got plumbing issues we don't have in your body, and it's tough to be a woman. I get that. It takes you longer to get dressed, and everybody is... You know, you're subjected to more scrutiny on your hair and your makeup and your legs and your boobs and your butt and your clothes and all that stuff. However, and there's always a however in life. When you go to the bathroom, you got your own private little cubicle.
Yep.
Every time.
We have a
whether
guy
it's
here,
number
though,
one or number two.
We have a guy here, though. We have two urinals in our bathroom. One's a lower one for, you know, people in wheelchairs or whatever. And he'll, even if the stalls are open, he'll stand right next to you.
Yeah.
There's no dividers with ours.
And start talking to you.
Corny.
Yeah.
I know. He's a sick weirdo.
Yeah.
And that's not normal. That is just not normal. I cannot imagine... And I mentioned this before, too, and it did happen again the other night after that movie. And it's that guy, and there's always this guy in the men's room who all he's doing is standing at the urinal peeing. Here's the sound he makes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Like he's lifting 500 pounds in the Olympics or something.
Yeah,
that guy.
Bizarre.
And then there are some guys that are standing there, and it's like as soon as they start the flow, they have to cut one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just automatic.
That's true. It's true.
Oh, man.
Women, that's the one area they got it made in. They get their own little private little room, little stall like that. This is something
I wonder if women have a problem with that, where some women, when they go and sit down, if they and it resonates in the bowl.
I'm sure they do.
Well, they don't know who you don't know who the other people are. They can't see each other.
Yeah.
You can always just wait till the other person.
Yeah,
let her go. Because you let the wait till the other lady leaves. They don't have to know who you are. It's private.
Maggie, is that you?
Privacy. this story is a week or two old, but I held on to it because there's something in here I've never heard of before, and you think as important as it is to the story that we would have, is down in Houston, a senior cornerback who went in the hospital, he took a hit in practice, his name is DJ Hayden. And it tore a major vein that feeds the heart. It says he was rushed for immediate surgery for a tear of the, check this out, inferior vena cava.
Whoa.
Oh. You ever hear that?
No.
I've heard of aorta. I've heard of the ascending lateral something artery. I've never heard of the inferior vena cava. It says it's the large vein that carries blood from the lower half of the body to the heart.
That's not good.
Never heard of it.
Anything with inferior in it has
to
be important.
But if it's that important, it ought to be the superior vena cava.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have the name inferior if it can kill you. Mm. All right, Kitty Kelly, you know who she is? She wrote the biography on Frank Sinatra. She did, I don't know, a bunch of people. Now she has this new book out, and it's called Capturing Camelot, Stanley Tretik's Iconic Images of the Kennedys by Kitty Kelly. Here's the deal. This guy, Stanley Tretik, is a photographer. He died in 1999, and he left Kitty Kelly, his friend, a locker filled with Kennedy memorabilia, including hundreds of photos never seen by the public. Who cares? How many more pictures of the Kennedys could we possibly want to see? I mean, really?
Yeah. At this point, I mean, it's...
What are you going to see? Here's another picture of John and Caroline that we didn't see. Here's Jackie and Jack on a boat, and that's a different angle that we didn't see. I can't imagine who would want this book or who'd want to see this. And Kitty Kelly was on TV the other day being interviewed. Another difference between men and women. My wife looks at her and says, I wonder how old she is. She looks great. I want the name of her plastic surgeon. That's the kind of thing women say.
Yeah.
Well, I looked her up, and I will tell you, she is cute. She's that Sally Field kind of older woman cute. She's 70. Whoa. You get a chance. You look up, pull up, and take a look at Kitty Kelly. You tell me if you think she looks 70 years old. But a book with more pictures of the Kennedys? I won't be buying that. I've seen plenty of pictures of the Kennedys. There are some stores, you tree huggers will love this, that are now no longer giving receipts to when you make a purchase. They will email you.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I just did that the other day at a store, and they said, give us your email address, we'll email you the receipt.
Well, I say, that's no weird. Thanks, I want the receipt right there. But check this out, it says the electronic or digital receipts are becoming popular because they save paper and what? And that, of course, means to save trees. Let me tell you something. We have plenty of trees. These people that think that a few receipts or a few thousand or million receipts is going to mean, oh my goodness, we're not going to have any more trees. You need to get on a commercial plane and go across just a couple of states and look down. We got trees everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of trees. As long as I've been born, even when I was a kid, I remember articles, well, in 20 years or 30 years, there's going to be such a tree shortage. We're not going to have any wood. There won't be enough trees giving off, carbon dioxide, and we breathe. The ecosystem. No, we got plenty of trees. Even with the buying real Christmas trees and everything, we still have plenty of trees. They actually grow trees just to cut them down. For those who didn't know that, guess who's going out of business and will be filing or has filed for Chapter 11 and will cease selling their automobiles in the United States as part of bankruptcy restructuring. Who do you think that is?
Ooh. Wow.
Suzuki.
Wow.
No more Suzukis. And I don't know that too many people will be that upset. Remember the Geo?
Yeah, you don't see many of them out there.
The Geos, those were Suzukis.
Yeah.
They badged them as a Geo, sold them at Chevy dealerships, but they were Suzuki. They were Japanese cars.
How long's it been since Isuzu has been around?
We just talked about that the other day. Remember I said, is there an Isuzu dealer? And some guy called and said, yeah, well, there's not. Isuzu's been gone for years.
Yeah.
There are still some authorized service centers for Isuzu, but Isuzu hasn't been sold here for quite a while, and now Suzuki's going away.
Was that mostly trucks they did?
SUVs.
They did cars, and they did SUVs, yeah.
Leisure guy did the commercials?
Yes, he was Joe Isuzu.
Yeah.
And they were funny.
Yeah, they were. They were good.
And his commercials were all lies, and they put on the screen, he's lying. It was hysterical. And they would contradict on the screen and writing on the screen everything he was saying. He'd say, you know, Suzuki sells more cars than anybody in the world, all other dealers combined. They'd go, not true, at the bottom of the screen. What he's saying is absolutely not true. Don't pay any attention. That was a very clever set of commercials. I remember the first Suzuki I ever saw. I've only been to Hawaii two times in my life.
Isuzu or Suzuki?
Suzuki.
Oh, okay.
Suzuki. The first Suzuki I ever saw, we've only been to Hawaii twice. And the first time we went, many, many years ago, I remember we went to Pearl Harbor, and there was an interesting-looking little open-top Jeep-looking thing. And I said, what is that? And I went around and looked the back of it, and it said Suzuki. And I also saw a Daewoo car. Now they don't.
Oh,
we don't,
wow.
Nobody sells those either. But they tried here for a while to sell Daewoo. But I remember seeing that Suzuki, thinking, "Well, what a neat looking little thing." And so, me having a car disease, when Geo came out with a Geo Tracker, which was that same Suzuki, I had to have one, and I bought it. And in no time, I realized I'd made a horrible, horrible mistake because it just, you know, it was okay, but it was what it was. It was a little $10,000 4x4, and you had to get out and lock the hubs to do the four-wheel thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and remember that? Jeeps, you have to do that, too.
Yeah.
You don't do that anymore. You don't even push a button anymore. It's all computer programmed. Hey, here's a hospital I don't want to go visit anybody in. Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City. They have banned the sale of all soda and sugar-filled juices from their cafeteria, their gift shop, and their vending machines. What?
Wow.
Why? What's the point? Somebody can just go somewhere else.
If you don't want to serve it to patients in the hospital, but when people are visiting and they want a Coke, I want a Coke or a Pepsi or something. No. They have banned all of it, the whole hospital.
Ugh.
So, yeah, I'm not. I'd like to come see you. Where are you staying? Oh, God, forget it. I'm not going to go there. They don't have any Coke. And because of this Petraeus thing, USA Today has printed the results of a survey they did about cheating and extramarital affairs. And here are the results. It says the powerful people, first of all, they explain the reason they did. The powerful people cheat because they can. Attractive women are drawn to power, privilege, and money. Powerful, wealthy men think they're bulletproof. It doesn't matter if they're athletes, politicians, military, or business people. You know what else is interesting to me? And this is one of the things I think where men kind of get a bad rap. It's all about Petraeus cheating. She cheated too.
Right.
But that's not the story. Yeah, the story is really, he is the cheater. Well, it's just as much her as him. And then they go into why do people cheat. But here's the deal. It says they asked, let me see how many people they asked here. It's conducted at the University of Chicago. And they asked, have you ever had sex with anybody other than your spouse while you were married? 60% said no.
Really?
Well, first of all, think about this. There are certain things that you can poll people on. They're not going to tell you the truth about.
Yeah.
Okay? They're just not. Even if you walk up and you got a clipboard and you go, this is completely anonymous. You're always thinking in the back of your mind, boy, somehow or other it might get back to somebody that I took the survey and I said. And so I'll say no. You can't rely on that stuff like that. I don't buy that number at all. 60% said no. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Oh, one last little thing. About a month ago, an article came out and said that Pornhub, which is a porn website.
Never heard of it.
They donated some money to the Susan G. Komen, breast cancer outfit, and Komen turned the money down. They wouldn't accept their money.
Yeah.
I don't know that I get that. Money's money, and they didn't make it illegally. It's not criminal money. You might not like the porn business, but if we can fight and battle cancer and you really want the research money, I could see not taking it from a drug dealer or a murderer or whatever. But And they're right. They can turn it down if they want to. I had a request, an email request, for a joke. And I don't know if it's been a year. I like to wait a year. But if it hasn't been quite a year, I apologize. We'll do it anyway because it is a great joke. And, yes, Kristen, I'm happy to do this joke for you. It's a quick one. And if you like animals, if you're an animal lover, you'll love it. It's a bear and a rabbit. And the big old black bear is in the woods and he's pooping. And he looks over and there's a cute little rabbit just a few feet, from, like 2 feet right next to him, pooping too. There's two animals in the woods pooping. And the bear looks over and goes, "Hey, rabbit, how you doing?" He says, "I'm pretty good, Mr. Bear. How you doing?" He said, "Fine." Oh. And they stand there talking to each other while they're doing their business. And the bear turns to the rabbit and he says, "Let me ask you something, rabbit. When you poop, does poop stick to your fur?" He said, the rabbit says, "You know, it does. It does stick to it." The bear says, "Oh, okay." And then the bear reaches over, picks up the rabbit, and wipes his butt with it.
All right, it's time to check traffic now, and here is Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. I don't get it. Frank's doing all these poop jokes after I've had diverticulitis and couldn't go for so long.
We're doing them for you. Yeah. They're all dedicated to you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's flowing like mud right
flowing.
Now.
Flowing? Oh, my goodness.
I don't think we needed to hear that.
Flowing like mud?
You need a rabbit?
If anybody sees Tim fly over, that's not the jet stream.
Yeah.
Don't look up.
It's not bird poop on your windshield.
Those aren't contrails.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, I wanted to say real quick before I give you the traffic, hello to my friend Ann and Roland. They're headed back to the airport to go to California. Nice seeing you guys.
No,
you
we don't have time for that.
All right,
yeah,
well, they're hosed all the way out to the airport. No, not really. The highway that's hosed now is southbound 270. We are jammed up a little bit south of Page, all the way down through Tesson Ferry. We've got two accidents. One's between Gravois and Sappington Road overpass, and that's got the three center lanes blocked. Solid jam behind that, but then it stays slow through Tesson Ferry because there's still that accident that's at the end of the ramp between at Tesson Ferry and 270. Westbound 64, you are jamming up now from Lindbergh out through Maryville Center. It's slow again from Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge. Downtown, northbound 55, you're pretty jammed up from about Park up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 70 looked good. They've cleared that accident on westbound 70 at St. Charles Rock Road. You're still pretty slow, though, from the Rock Road to the Blanchette Bridge. Southbound 141, a lot heavier than it normally is. It's slow. Big Bend down through Highway 44. Hey, this traffic report is brought to you by NBC. Tonight, Rock Center takes you to the center of the Petraeus sex scandal. What led the four-star general to risk it all for a woman? A special edition of the Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams. Tonight at 9 Central on NBC. That's a look at your weather with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic. I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
Which wine goes perfect with your Thanksgiving bird?
Good question. We'll ask Jennifer Williams from St. Louis Cellars on Thursday. Plus, Joe Nanas will have our political fix. Scott Brothers will have the markets. Plus, Victoria will have the news and sports, traffic, and weather. Join us Thursday morning.
McGraw in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis. The Big 550 KTRS.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100, and other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
Listen closely as I drop this $100 bill into a paper shredder. Horrible, isn't it? But that's exactly what's happening to your hard-earned money if you're struggling with overwhelming credit card debt. Every month, much of your money may be being wasted on interest rates and fees while you struggle with debt that only seems to grow worse. But Freedom Debt Relief has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the country. And we could reduce your debt in the shortest time possible through one low monthly program payment. Call right now and we'll show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Here's the number, 1-800-900-1491. Now imagine if you could put your credit card debt into a shredder. Call now to find out how much of your hard-earned money you could save. The bigger your debt, the more money you could save. Call 1-800-900-1491. This could be the answer you've been looking for. 1-800-900-1491. 1-800-900-1491.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch It and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch It and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
This week is the Creepcore Camera Expo and Sale. Buy a camera and choose your savings. A free memory card, 600 free prints, or 1 year's free financing. All this week at every store. And Friday and Saturday, come to our expo and meet the reps at the Superstore on Olive. You can learn about cameras, lenses, lighting, tripods, and more. Plus, you can take a few free seminars. All at the Creepcore Camera Superstore, that's a half mile east of 270 on Olive. It all happens this week at Creepcore Camera, your camera outfitters. Visit our website for details.
Diabetes is a serious growing threat to our whole community. Christian Hospital's Diabetes Institute is dedicated to helping prevent the disease through education and providing thousands of free screenings each year. And we help those with diabetes learn how to manage their condition and improve the quality of their lives. Learn more at ChristianCares.org. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
This Friday and Saturday, it's all on sale at Kohl's. Plus night owls, shop Friday 3 p.m. till midnight, and early bird Saturday 6 a.m. till 1 p.m. Kohl's, expect great things.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Don't miss the Kickoff Countdown Show live from the Mizzou store in the Chesterfield Valley every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. with Jim Holder. Jim will update you on everything you need to know about this week's University of Missouri football game. Plus, there'll be special guests from Mizzou. Make sure to tune in or stop by every Friday at the Mizzou store in Chesterfield to get all your Tiger info. It's the Kickoff Countdown Show, 6 p.m. Fridays on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Tiny bubble in the rain.
You know, that means, that music means time to go to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Thompson Price. You know them. They're in the kitchen and bathroom remodeling business and home entertainment room remodeling business. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home. You can find out everything you need to know at thompsonprice.com. Please welcome, in the way only Midwesterners can, Mike Evans. Yeah.
There it is.
How you doing?
Doing good. How's everybody there?
Let me check.
Good,
how are we
Mike.
Doing?
Great.
Good.
Sweet. Pockwiz question. Play along while you're driving home there in St. Louis today. Be careful now. Watch out the car in front of you. Name the name of the big name who went out of his way to meet and greet and tell Jennifer Lawrence.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know either.
What a big fan he was of her and her movie Hunger Games.
Oh, okay.
Tim Tebow, Donald Trump, or Al Gore? Answer in a minute. Lindsay Lohan is quietly trying to do a 180, change her whole persona, and turn around her tainted image. Lindsay has hired a crisis management team.
Her tainted image?
Conservatorship. She's also trying to surround herself with new sober friends. It could be too little too late. She still faces jail for probation violation. As always, Lindsay is always just one drink and one snort away from a meltdown.
All right, Mike, hang on one second. A couple of the younger interns here were laughing. You know what? You guys do that again, and Mr. Evans will hang up. He's professional, and he doesn't appreciate it. They were giggling and laughing when you said taint, tainted image.
Like
I don't appreciate it.
I don't understand.
That's crazy.
Well, you wouldn't because you don't think that way.
I don't.
Yeah.
Maybe Lindsay could do a radio show and she could call it her
Zipper Zapper
probation violation radio station.
Oh, that's good. Put her with John St. John.
Yeah.
Wonder what her taint looks like.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, see.
That was
uncomfortable.
I don't think we can even talk about that.
Edit that out, Pete.
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
Okay.
TV news. Finally, the Jersey Shore. The cast is doing something good. They will appear on MTV tonight on Restore the Shore charity benefit for the Sandy Hurricane folks. That's very nice. I mean, it's nice. You know, this is amazing to me that other than NFL football, Big Bang Theory is the most watched television show.
And I've never seen it.
Most watched show on television.
I tried to watch it.
The Dancing with the Stars, The Voice, X Factor, any of them.
Well, what about, we had a caller earlier talking about The Walking Dead's ratings, though. You mean just on network TV?
I'm talking about all, Walking Dead's ratings can't even, I'll have to check that, but I would be surprised if they're in the top 60.
Really?
Oh. Well, he's calling our listener a liar.
But
it's a cable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're talking not. You're just talking.
You
network.
Can't compare the numbers.
Can't compare the numbers of one of the major networks to cable. Hello.
Yeah,
we're here.
Yeah.
Okay. Love Nuggets. Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Is so over. Justin Bieber tells friends he is very immature. That he acts goofy when they were together. Of course, she also points out he's been pulled over by the cops 9 times in the last year. She is so happy to be away from him, and she's also blocked his number and has just severed all relationship with him together.
That's good. So she's going to go straight. She won't be dating a lesbian anymore.
Hmm?
Well, Justin Bieber's kind of lesbian.
This is ruining my broadcast.
Oh. You know, Mike, that's what I was thinking. I was just thinking
Frank,
the same thing. I thought
Frank,
this was such a good...
stand up for me and do something about it.
Well, I was thinking this is such a great show, and then he did that.
I just want everyone to know that was not me.
Yeah, Dan had no part of it.
No, Dan wouldn't do that.
No.
So you're saying Justin Bieber looks like a lesbian girl to you?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Sorry, Mike.
Well, most guys are lesbians, I think.
Movie news, GK Studios gave us Argo and Hugo, and will soon give us Jersey Boys, the Broadway play that chronicles the 4 seasons from singing teenagers from Newark, New Jersey, to one of the world's biggest bands. Production starts next year for the movie Jersey Boys.
Oh, man, I bet that'll be good.
I bet it will be, too. Hollywood is also getting involved in the Jesse Jackson Jr. story. Boy, is it weird. Jesse Jackson Jr. just got reelected to Congress, but he hasn't been seen in months. Rumors of a breakdown, rumors that he's living at the Mayo Clinic, rumors of drugs, and a big rumor that a huge multiple charge felony is going to be dropped on him, and he's going to prison. Hollywood got one look at that and thought, boy, this sounds like a good movie right here.
Junior, bend over, Junior.
I'm bent over, George.
Is that Jesse Jackson Jr.?
A
Sorry.
Well, now you've just completely destroyed the whole thing.
I couldn't agree more.
And finally.
He's out of here.
Who went out of their way to contact to meet with Jennifer Lawrence and tell her what a big fan that he was? Is it Donald Trump, Al Gore, or Tim Tebow?
What do you think there, Dan?
I think it's me, Al Gore.
Alpha Al Gore.
What's wrong with your voice now? Something wrong with the connection.
I will say the least likely answer. I'll go with Tim Tebow.
Al Gore.
Told you.
What about that?
You know that Argo. Is the name is from a joke? Yes,
I think I know the punchline.
Do you know the joke?
Yeah,
and I can't tell it.
No, you can't.
Because it absolutely has to have the F word in it.
Yes,
and you could say what you could do though is maybe I'll tell it one day because I've known that joke forever. You could just say, you know, F yourself, and everybody would know what that meant, and then you could tell the joke that way. But I don't think most people know that joke.
It's a good one.
And it's actually an old radio joke. So maybe remind me one day we'll tell that. That was Mike Evans, who had a great show till Peon ruined it.
Well, I did.
Brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. I have a great idea for everybody listening. And here's my idea. Go to a Meanies down in Chesterfield Valley. And if you have kids, and maybe there's some kids listening and in the car, you kids, you know when you go into a store, how you hate it when your parents will say, don't touch that. Don't get away from that. Don't. A Meanies wants you to touch, like the pinball machines, you're going to go in there and arcade games, and you're going to go, whoa, and you're going to wish you could get your hands on them. Knock yourselves out. They want the kids to play free. They've got them set on free play. You play pinball and arcade games and shuffleboard, and it's all there. They don't mind at all. While mom and dad, well, dad's probably going to be in that same department looking at shuffleboard, pool tables, a foosball table, maybe a big home theater type chair or jukebox or something. Mom could be in the Jaffe lighting section upstairs or looking at accent pieces or accessories, lamps, whatever.
They may frown on just a bunch of 20-something guys coming in there every night.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to go in there
and play shuffleboard
every night. Bunch of drunk guys who just had some pizza and bring your pizza and beer and go in there and go, hey, we like to play a little shuffleboard. No, I'm not talking about that. Shuffleboard is one of those simple, no maintenance. You don't have to have a technician ever come out or change a fuse or bulb or plug it in. What a simple, simple, great game shuffleboard is. Go in there and push the pucks around a little bit. They don't mind at all. Amini's, there's no other store like it. And I'm going to tell you that while sometimes the holidays can be a drag because you got people not only coming over, but sometimes staying with you that you don't particularly care for, and you don't, after 5 minutes, you run out of things to say to them. Stick them down at the ping pong table or the pool table or in front of the pinball machine or something and let them entertain themselves. And you're going to enjoy being at home a whole lot more. And your home is going to look better, too, because the accessories, the accent pieces, the rugs, holy mackerel, the rug department. This is one fantastic place. And they have a sale going on now. When you buy anything, depending on what it costs, you get so many Amini's bucks that you use to get something else at Amini's. It's a terrific deal. It was a huge success last year, and it's already become a huge success again this year. Aminis, Amini's website, aminis.com.
Let's see if things are getting a little better out there. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in. Tim?
Dan, they're getting worse. I hate to tell you, this South County area is really a mess right now. We've got several accidents. The worst one is on southbound 270 between Gravel and the Sappington Road overpass. Still, only the left lane is getting through. Traffic is backing up now midway between Page and Olive. It's a solid jam. That's also causing jam-ups on westbound 44 from about Big Bend down to Lindbergh, and then just those right lanes are stacked up trying to get on to southbound 270. Another accident on southbound Lindbergh / I guess it's Lindbergh at this area. It's near it's near Rott Road. Only the left lane is getting through. Lindbergh southbound is backed up almost all the way to Manchester Road. We are looking at southbound 141. I guess people bailing out because of the traffic jam on southbound 270. You're stacked up. You are stacked up now from Big Bend down through Highway 44. Looks like you're still pretty heavy on westbound 70 between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. And then it opens up and you look pretty good out through CRQs. This traffic report is brought to you by Ride Finders, helping 10,000 St. Louis area commuters get to work or class in a carpool or a vanpool. For details on finding a better commute, call 1-800-VIP-RIDE or visit ridefinders.org. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the toilet on the Big 550 KTRS.
This year's drought could be trouble for your home. Drought conditions draw moisture from the soil, shrinking it, a major cause of sinking, shifting foundations. And an unstable foundation can mean cracked walls or sticking doors and windows. Before the damage gets worse, you need a helping hand. Simple concrete reinforcement often can't get below the problem. It can continue to sink. You need the PermaJack system. It's different. With PermaJack, steel piers are hydraulically forced down through the settling soil, no matter how deep, tested, and locked in position. Drought or other undesirable soil conditions won't cause further damage because your foundation will be solid as rock. Steel piers support large buildings, and PermaJack is the fast, economical, and effective way to give your home that same helping hand. PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Tiger Football on the Big 550 is sponsored in part by Connolly Roofing.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100. Connolly Roofing is the official roofer of Mizzou football on KTRS.
This Friday and Saturday, it's all on sale at Kohl's. Plus Night Owls, shop Friday 3 p.m. till midnight, and Early Bird Saturday 6 a.m. till 1 p.m. Kohl's, expect great things.
All right. Thank you so much to all of you who listened today, to all or part of whatever it was we did. We appreciate it. And I think Paul Harris will probably be in tomorrow. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody. 6